We are joined by Ed Blum, head football coach at North Reading. Ed, welcome congrats on last week's win to keep you undefeated.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you having me here and actually coming out to North Reading and visiting us.
Well, tell me a bit about Alex Carrucci and his performance last Friday night.
We're kind of spoiled a little bit, you know. He's just kind of that ultimate gamer at quarterback. And, you know, we saw that last year when he was a junior. And it's just kind of continued throughout his senior year here. I mean, the lights turn on, and his control of the offense, his leadership, his play-banging ability, the throws that he makes. Obviously, he's spreading it out and throwing the ball to some pretty good athletes as well. But he makes some impressive throws throughout the night.
You know, I was talking with a coach earlier this week, and we were talking about decision-making. And watching that game last Friday night, you know, you can't really second-guess too many decisions that Alex made Friday.
No, not at all. And I think a lot of that goes to just the relationships those guys, you know, him with the receivers and running backs make in the offseason. They carry it over into the season where he really does trust all of them, you know, in terms of their catching ability and their route running. And you see that, whether it's to Craig, whether it's to Brandon, even Matt Guidebeck and Teddy Sooney, Ryan McGuire. So, you know, he really just trusts those guys, and they've developed that relationship, which, you know, as a quarterback, when you trust everyone on the field, you really can just take what the defense gives you, and you can, you know, trust that they're going to catch that ball.
Yeah, and his receivers were making good catches. So tell me more about a few other players on the offense that stepped up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, watching film, just the offensive line as a whole, you know, I think their communication on some of the pass pro plays, picking up the blitzes and giving Alex that time, as well on the run. You know, I mean, I think, you know, obviously we were missing Will Batten, and, you know, he creates some big runs for us. But the offensive line, you just watch film, they're creating some holes, you know, and so that allowed our running backs who are still young and still learning in terms of that experience to find some good gains for us. So. And obviously getting out there on some of our, you know, screen plays. So the offensive line, I mean, the technique they played with just opened up a lot for us and gave us time.
You know, the offense gets kind of all the headlines. It gets the write-up is the scoring summary and so on. But the defense was so impressive last Friday.
Yeah, you know, and again, we're, that starts to me with the defensive line. They really controlled that line of scrimmage. So Teddy Sooney, Anthony Pino, Owen Delano really controlled and kind of set the tone. And that allowed, you know, Sam Morelli and Matt Guidebeck and Craig Rubino and Ryan Labb, our linebackers, to really fill on those run plays, whether it was a quarterback or running back, which was just awesome. And then even on some of the sprint outs and some of the passes, those initial reads were gone. And all of a sudden, 2 seconds later, the D-line's on their quarterback, you know. And so it was awesome to watch film of.
You know, in having watched the film, I know I talked to you about this right after the game Friday night, but their quarterback was able to sit back in the pocket, and he's getting one count, two. I mean, he was down back there for 5-plus seconds without throwing the football, but that's by design up by you guys, right?
Yeah, and that was again, you know, trying not to let them beat us on any deep stuff, and the secondary did a good job of taking away, you know, some of their crossers, and the linebackers did as well. And so it was really trying to take away their initial reads, use some of the athleticism of the defensive line to just keep them in the tackle box. So if he did try to scramble, tackle him. But there were definitely a few plays where our D-line got to him a lot faster than I think I realized watching film, particularly on some sprint outs and stuff like that. So, again, just happy it worked out. But, you know, that's a defensive unit kind of working together and complementing each other.
Well, I see you smiling after watching film. That's a good sign for our coach.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, and that's what we tell the kids, you know, that you're hoping that film just gets better throughout the year, and I think it certainly did.
Okay, Amesbury back at North Reading on Friday night. So what can you tell me about Amesbury?
They're tough, you know, and they're well coached. A lot of respect to their staff and to their kids, the way they play. And, you know, for us, they've had our number, you know, the last couple of years. And so we need another great week of practice, you know, offensively and defensively. And we know it's going to be a big challenge. You know, they're going to come in here motivated, and we got to bring our best. I mean, they're going to bring it. And this was a tough game for us the last couple of years, and we have no doubt it will be this year.
All right, Coach, good talking with you, and good luck Friday night.
Thank you, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Ed Blum, head football coach at North Reading.